Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. God's word for today, 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it will not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here Paul solemnly charges Timothy to be diligent, though many will not hear nor accept sound doctrine. He enforces the charge by mentioning his martyrdom, soon to come. He asks Timothy to get in a hurry to get to him and be sure to bring his books and his notes and his writing materials. He cautions Timothy and complains of how the brothers he depended on had deserted him, and expresses how even though they abandoned him, his faith was not shaken, because he was assured of his own preservation to the heavenly kingdom. Sometimes people will fail you, and they'll give up when the going gets tough. But you can always depend on God. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. It is necessary to help others, not only in our prayers, but in our daily lives. And we find we cannot help others. The least we can do is to desist from harming them. Dalai Lama. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask you again this morning if you'd be so kind to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, God, that your glory continue to be demonstrated in our life. We ask you, Lord God, again to envelop us in your favor again today, that as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks you set before us today, that we are reminded, we keep ourselves reminded, that you promised through your word that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And since you are for us, then who can be against us? We thank you for that. We praise you and we honor you. We also, by your word, help us to understand that we get a new load of benefits every day. And with that load of benefits, God, comes everything we trust and we believe that help us to endure whatever befalls us during the day. The wisdom, the patience, the knowledge, God, hallelujah, that only you can provide. And we thank you this morning. We're asking you, Lord God, to continue to look on the whole of our life and let love, joy, peace, and happiness fill our lives, God, with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation. God, that you would just continue to look on us and bless us, God, and keep us refreshed, Lord God, as we strive to give you joy, God, with walking in obedience to your word, that you'll keep us strengthened to Tehocha, to Dupo, Osakarabohoshanda. Amasa, hallelujah. God, 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 hallelujah. Keep us, God, hallelujah, with the understanding, God, hallelujah, that you're God and you're God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. And it's you that have chosen us, Lord, not that we chose you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, hallelujah, that you didn't, hallelujah. Thank you, God, thank you, God, because, hallelujah, God, all of the lack of understanding that we had in us, all, God, of the sin that we lived in, God, you, out of your compassion, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your love, hallelujah, God, that you look beyond our faults, you look beyond the flaws, and you saw, God, that we need what we needed to be who you would have us to be. So, God, then you stepped in, hallelujah. You baptized us with your spirit to give us the indwelling of the Christ of God. Let your anointing abide within us, God. God, the strength, God, the ability to resist the devil and make him flee from us, God. You chose to put that in us so that we could be examples for you in the earth to help others that just like we were, that we didn't know him, we didn't know that we didn't know, and we were just doing what we did know. But God, but after you brought us into a greater knowledge and a greater understanding of your word, God, we began to choose to want to walk in it, and then you led us in it, and you continue to bring us through adversity, hardship, trials, and tribulations, God, to keep us reminded of who you are, God, and that you have chosen us, God, to be your examples in the earth, God, knowing how, God, not to hold grudges and bitterness in our hearts, God, but to forgive one another, to live our lives, God, in a way that we reflect your personality. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God, that you help us by your word to understand and to know that we cannot walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, God. We can't walk, God, according to the flesh, God, but we walk according to the Spirit. God, this is your wisdom for us, and we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. We honor you, God, because only you can do it. In the name of Jesus the Christ, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask you again this morning, Holy Father, that you look on all your pastors everywhere. God, refresh every pastor everywhere, God, hallelujah, that they will stand and preach and teach this gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and teach it without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but teach it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence, Lord God, hallelujah, because God, prayerfully and hopefully, every preacher, every pastor, God, will be intent on doing it your way, because we all come to understand that we were lost and we didn't know we were lost, but you chose to put your spirit in us. You chose to commission us to go and preach and teach this gospel for those of us that you really did. So since we understand that and we believe that and we trust that, God, help us to do it, God, this teaching and this preaching with clarity and understanding, God, helping people to get away from these places of indecision because there's so much confusion, so many people saying this and that and everything, and everybody everywhere just saying this is what the gospel is saying and this is what the gospel means, God, but then, hallelujah, we don't see them doing it. We don't see them doing what they preach, God. And so help us for those that you've blessed, God, to preach and teach, and they do what they preach and teach. God, to help people to know how, God, to humble themselves before you and seek you for the baptism of your spirit. God, hallelujah, because we know, God, that except a man be born again as the Lord Jesus Christ, let Nicodemus know, know, God, we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God, that a man must be born of the water and of the spirit. God, and when you let the day of Pentecost come, on that day that the church was born, you let the whole world know that that prophecy had come to fruition. And from that time until this 20th day of March 2023, in order for a man to be a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and enter into his mighty kingdom, there must be rebirth. There must be regeneration. He must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the indwelling of the Christ of God. So help us to stand up, Lord, even though we know that we're going to be ridiculed. We know that we're going to be refuted. We know that we're going to, God, be talked about, but help us to stay courageous, to move forward, to help people to understand what truth is. And we ask you, Lord God, because of truth being taught, truth being demonstrated, people seeing truth, God, in the believers everywhere, God, that people will begin to pray in their homes, God, and they'll get their families together. And once at some point every day, they will have everybody in the family praying together to you and reading your word, God, together, that they can, God, live in a God presence home. And for that, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. We ask you, God, for those that have lost loved ones, God, and their hearts are heavy this morning. We ask you again today, as we ask you every day, to lift the burdens and the heaviness from them, Lord, with understanding, with clarity, and with a refreshing from your presence, that they can get up and move forward, God, and live their lives in such a fashion that they give you glory. And the more glory they give you by living by your word, the more strength you give them that will empower them to help others at their times of bereavement, to know how to come through, God, all of that hardship, that hurt, and that pain. We thank you this morning, God. We ask you, Lord, again today to look into every sick room everywhere, if it's in some institution or if it's just at home. We pray again this morning, God, that you move by your spirit, God, and anywhere and everywhere you hear, God, a cry in the name of Jesus Christ, and people are asking you, Lord, God, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere that I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, heal my body, Bosh. Huh? God, when you hear that earnest cry, you're going to move by your spirit. Get them back on their feet that they can help others, God, hallelujah, that didn't know and didn't know that they didn't know. God, that when they reach nigh unto you, you will reach nigh unto them. That you, God, hallelujah, you let them know, God, that you got out of that sick bed because you got them out. And for that, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory. For those that have lost their way, God, and there be many, God, that allowed things to happen in their lives and they get frustrated. And when they get frustrated, rather than seeking to calm themselves down by praying and asking you for direction, God, asking you for peace, your peace to be demonstrated, they move according to their flesh. God, they let their feelings, their emotions control their thinking, and they make decisions they ought not make, and they find themselves in a dark place, hallelujah, and struggling, hallelujah, God. But we pray this morning, and I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, everywhere you hear that cry, Lord, please forgive me, anywhere and everywhere that I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, and get me back on the right path in life, Lord, that I can help others to don't make the mistake that I made. And when you hear that cry, God, let it be so. Get them back on the right path in life, God, that they can go and help others to not make that mistake that they made, that everyone don't have the promise that they'll be able, God, hallelujah, to repent and get things right. Because they can get so upset and so angry, God, and allow their feelings to get, God, them all upset, and that they could end up having a heart attack and die, God, in the middle of all of that before they could even think to ask you for forgiveness. God, so I'm asking you, God, help us as pastors, preachers, and teachers of the gospel to help people come to clarity and understanding that whatever you have assigned us to do, you provided the means, or you will provide us with the means to get it done. For those that have lost their self-sufficiency, God, their livelihoods, God, hallelujah, they are in positions, God, because they lost their self-sufficiency, they cannot, God, take care of their responsibilities with their families, God, and they're losing things. They've lost their homes. God, they've lost, got evicted, God, from where they rented. God, hallelujah. But I'm asking you this morning, Lord God, that because of your wrath that's in the land, this is why these things are happening. But when your people, God, especially the household of faith, begin to cry out to you, God, hallelujah, and just say, Lord, anywhere and everywhere that I've failed you in word and deed or in thought, God, grant me restoration, Lord God, of my self-sufficiency and my livelihood. God, where anywhere that I fail, forgive me and help me, God, that I can stand on my own two feet and give you glory and honor. Where you hear these, God, these prayers in sincerity and in truth, moved by your Spirit, Holy Father, and grant that restoration of self-sufficiency like only you can. We thank you this morning again, God, because it's you that allowed us to see this new day. And we ask you again, God, today to lead, guide, and direct us, and let love, joy, peace, and happiness fill our lives. And again, God, let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us. God, that we can help others that are in darkness to come out of that darkness into this light that you have created for the righteous. And God, and when that day that the Lord Jesus Christ shall come to get the righteous, because, God, of the indwelling of your Spirit by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we will be able to hear his voice that day, and we'll rise even from the grave, so saith the Scripture. God, and be caught up with those that are on the earth. Hallelujah. And we shall forever be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning, this is my hope, my prayer. And I know, God, that you hear us. Anywhere and everywhere where people are praying to you, I know you hear us. And you're going to move by your Spirit, God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. And grant us, God, the restoration. God, and help us remind it. Keep us reminded that you're our shepherd and we shall not want. You're going to lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You're going to maintain our calls. You're going to supply us. But whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be according to your riches and glory. God, until that day come, keep us reminded. Keep us moving forward. Keep us being studious and good stewards of your word. God, to be good witnesses and strong witnesses and counselors until we be caught up to be with the Lord. And shall forever be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray again this morning. And I do believe that I'm going to have what I ask, as with others, Lord, because we ask it in Jesus' name, and we do believe it so. Amen, and thank you, God. Good morning again, every one of you. Remember again today that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And if you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now, God is going to manifest it in your life because he is the great promise keeper. And look at the promises that he's already kept in your life. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.